claims he's a harmless victim.
I ask all of you to wait and hear the truth before you label or condemn me.
Others say he's a dangerous predator.
An arrest warrant for Mr. Jackson has been issued on multiple counts of child molestation.
While the question of Michael Jackson's guilt or innocence is furiously debated, he remains seemingly unfazed.
Do you want more children?
Yes.
Despite accusations and indictments, this self-proclaimed king continues to rule a world where the bizarre is commonplace and truth is lost in a cloud of fantasy. How is it possible that a middle-aged man can make such a profound break with reality and be so oblivious to the storm surrounding him? The answers may lie in Michael Jackson's secret childhood. In this program, the people who know Michael best offer clues to his complex character, sending you deep inside the mind of a man who refused to grow up. The neighbor who witnessed his industrial town youth.
Michael didn't get a chance to have a normal childhood. Michael's been working since he was 7 years old.
The reporter who's known him for three decades.
I actually saw the brother sort of ribbing him about his nose, and he used to call him Big Nose.
The teenage girl who pursued him.
I recall this one lady saying, "Are you going to get on birth control before you go see him?"
The beautiful dancer whom he rejected.
What did I do to deserve the treatment that I endured and the pain that I felt?
The boy who became the object of his affection.
I was 5, and my mom said, "I wonder why he doesn't have many friends his own age."
And the cameraman who captured everything on film.
He'd have a lot of parties, and that's all you would see is just like little kids, primarily, you know, little boys.
We will unravel the story of how Michael Jackson became a man and how the man became this.
Where else but in America could a poor black boy born in utter poverty end up being a rich white man?
VH1 News presents Michael Jackson's Secret Childhood.
Service of the warrants was part of an ongoing investigation alleging criminal misconduct on the part of Michael Jackson.
Mr. Jackson has been booked into the county jail.
Persistent allegations about his relationships with young boys.
Today, Michael Jackson stands accused of terrible crimes. Guilty or innocent, this much is true. This is a man who believes sleeping in the same bed with others' children is normal, who uses his own kids as bizarre publicity props, and who's isolated himself in a fantasy land to recapture a youth he claims he never had.
My childhood was completely taken away from me. There was no Christmas, there was no birthdays. It was not a normal childhood.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
The story of Michael Jackson's secret childhood foretells the trouble he's in today. During our journey into Michael's psyche, we'll hear from friends, confidants, authors, and experts who will shed light on the mental and emotional growth of a man who was once just a boy named Mike. The path into Michael Jackson's mind begins in Gary, Indiana, the tarnished buckle on America's Rust Belt.
Gary looks like a town that's had a war. People are moving out. Schools are closing. The economy is non-existent.
Michael Joseph Jackson was born on August 29, 1958, and raised in a tiny two-bedroom house behind Gary's Roosevelt High School with his mother Catherine, his father Joseph, and 8 brothers and sisters.
We bought the little house on 2300 Jackson Street, and that's where we moved in January of 1949.
The cramped house was a pressure cooker for Mike's genius and a breeding ground for family problems.
Well, the Jackson family, my impression of them was that they were poorer than the rest of us because there were so many children in that small house. And where did they sleep? That was a big mystery. Where did they all sleep?
Michael was the middle child, jammed between brothers in his quest for his parents' attention and for space in a triple-decker bunk bed.
Well, the sleeping arrangement in our home was we had triple bunk beds. Tito and I slept on the top. Michael and Marlon slept in the middle, and Jackie slept at the bottom.
The Jackson boys would share beds well into their teens at the insistence of their father, Joe. Like almost every man in Gary, Joseph Jackson worked in the steel mills.
The conditions are very bad. It was dirty. It was cruel. All you are is a number on a schedule. Do what you're told or else. This is the kind of work that Joe had to do.
Michael's father may have been a slave to the steel mill, but at 2300 Jackson Street, he ruled with an iron fist.
When I was a young reporter covering the Jacksons, I can tell you that Joseph Jackson was this fearsome character that you really didn't want to cross, and you kind of didn't even want to be in the same room with him because he was so intimidating.
Anytime I was around the Jacksons, I was struck by the fact that they called their father by his name. They called him Joe. You know, sometimes they called him Papa Joe.